Part City Council starts its ward session Thursday at 3 p.m. in its chambers at the Marsac building. City Manager Diane Foster said first up, they're looking at a protocol question that was brought up by new council member Tim Henney.
A lot of times people will send an email to all council members. You can use the email address council_mail@parkcity.org if you want to reach everyone. In that case, who responds? You know, should it be one person? Do they coordinate? And, you know, our council's very careful about not sending emails all to each other and not having a discussion on email because that violates the open meetings law. And our legal team does a great job of training, and so they understand that. So this is a discussion that Tim suggested that they have. At the last meeting, he suggested they had it. And because we were working on the general plan, we said, you know what, let's put that on next week and let's talk about it. And so they may just come up with a, you know, hey, if you have this area of expertise, you should respond on behalf of the council. It's just kind of coordinating.
What they have to avoid, she said, is any discussions between council members.
They could reply to all. What they can't do is discuss. So they can't have a discussion right now on email that says, hey, who wants to respond to this one? So if we establish protocols that simply say, okay, on this topic, if you're the liaison, let's say to the Park City Museum and Historical Society, and a history one, Historic District 1 comes up, then why don't you respond? So they can come up with that kind of list like they do for liaisons and then have just generally a catch-all. Or they could do it as a, hey, let's rotate and we'll go keep a list of who responded to what.
Park City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.